Hey guys, and welcome to this episode. I know it's been a long, long time. This will be probably one of the most life-changing episodes that I ever created here on my podcast. And I will be so damn transparent with you guys that you will be shocked what kind of side I will show from myself. Because I believe that everything that I'm going through it for a reason, to share it with you guys. So if you're right now in a phase in your life where you have the feeling you lost completely your sparkle girl, then you are definitely right here. One thing that you probably have noticed, this episode is not available on YouTube. So I stopped doing video episodes because I realized what was the real reason for me to start this podcast. And the real reason to start this podcast was not to monetize it or to get a lot of views or to get fucking famous. The real reason to start this podcast was a complete soul project. Like, this podcast in the first place, it was just for me to document my journey, to look back in times and to also, I would say, kind of like collect all my learnings. And of course, at the end of the day, to share it with you guys. But one thing that I realized when I started to do these video episodes is that I always thought about it like a business. I always wanted to get as many views as possible. And I believe that this is not the right way for me to go with this podcast. So therefore, we will go back to the normal sound episodes. I hope you guys are still enjoying it. Like, if you're still here, you are a real one, and I really, really appreciate you. And I will promise you that the episodes will be even much better from now on, because I can truly be myself. Because every time when a camera was on me, I was thinking, oh my God, someone is watching me. I need to perform. I need to deliver. And I think that's not the right way to record a podcast. So let's start with this episode, like how you get your sparkle back, like how I get my sparkle back. And in this episode, I'm going to be so damn transparent. Like, I will share with you like all the learnings that I've made on my own journey in which I got my sparkle finally back. So to give you guys a little introduction, also for the ones that don't know me, I went through a completely self-discovery journey in the last few months. Like, I changed my life completely. I changed personality completely. Like, I'm a completely new person. Like, for real. Like, if you know me from, let's say, 6 months ago and you see the Maribel that is right now speaking to you, you will be freaking shocked. Like, these are completely two person. And I can also truly say I kind of found myself. Like, I'm finally a person that I can be truly proud of, and a person that enjoys life really to the fullest. And I'm not talking about the crazy and fancy lifestyle that you're seeing on Instagram. I'm talking about the real life. And this Maribel that is speaking to you right now, she enjoys like every single little detail of life. So, and one thing that happened in the last few months, like, I completely gave up kind of my business. So I closed my very, very successful online business, and yeah, I was doing literally 3 months nothing. Like, I was not selling a single thing through my Instagram account, and I started a completely new journey. So as you can see, like, it was a completely crazy change in my life. So it was not just a business, it was also a complete personality change. And that's actually how it started. That's actually what gave me the idea to really close the business and to start something completely new, even if it was working pretty well. Like, all the people that know me, they knew I was absolutely crushing it. So, but I decided to put my ego aside and everything that everyone knew me for, and to start a completely new journey. When I did that, when I gave up my business, I thought, wow, I will finally get my sparkle back. Because actually my business, like the business that I was running a few months ago, that was the one thing that was draining me so much. And I thought, okay, if I get rid of my business and if I make that crazy change in my life, like, I will finally get my sparkle back. And if you guys are wondering what I mean with sparkle, you know, these people that are literally glowing from inside, like, you're talking to them and they have so much light in themselves, like, they have so much happiness in themselves and so much love inside of themselves and so much energy, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of drugs are you on it? Like, can you please tell me about it? And that's actually how I feel right now. Like, I'm so high on life and I'm so grateful and so happy. But at this point, when I gave up my business, it was not this case. And I thought, okay, I finally gave the things up that were draining me. I should feel better now. But it was not the case. So in this podcast, I will talk with you about it, like how I gained my sparkle back. Like, what were the steps that I did? Of course, everything is very aligned on my life, but I'm 100% sure that everything that I'm going to share with you guys is probably also applicable for your own life, and you will find a lot of learnings from it. So the first thing that I did is that I identified what stops me from being truly happy, and I faced it. And I know if you think about it, it's so freaking uncomfortable. Because you know you need to go out of the comfort zone. You know you need to face literally the devil inside of you. You know there are so many things that are bothering you, that are making you unhappy, etc. But you're kind of like, you're kind of distracting yourself. And you're like, okay, it's not time for it. It's not time for it. But that's actually what you need to do if you want to get your sparkle back. Especially if you want to glow from within. Like, you need to face all the things that are stopping you from being truly happy. And that's what I did. And I'm going to tell you, it was so uncomfortable. The first thing that I realized, and maybe you're on the same journey, I realized that I wasn't really happy or comfortable with the way I looked. I was not feeling myself, especially like as a person who has a lot of confidence, I would say, at this time. Like, I was always getting compliments, I was always feeling myself, but somehow I found myself in a situation where I was not happy at all the way I looked. It started with my skin. Like, I had a lot of acne breakouts at this time. I also gained quite some weight. I was not chubby or so, but I had definitely like 4 or 5 kg on top. So, and I felt super inflamed. Like, I had a feeling something is wrong with my body. Like, something is going on. Like, I was completely out of shape. And as you guys know me, like, if you're someone that is listening to me since a long time, like, you know I'm taking my fitness and health journey very, very seriously. So as someone that is working very hard for their, I would say, their appearance, like, I was not in a position where I wanted to be. I was pretty unhappy with it. Another thing that I also realized is I was pretty uncomfortable in the environment that I was living. So, and if you're someone that is here since a long time, you know that I talked in some other podcast episode how I was thinking about to get like a second home because I wasn't feeling so comfortable anymore in Dubai. And don't get me wrong, Dubai is an amazing place, and Dubai was definitely there for me at the right time. So I would say the period of my life that I was living in Dubai, it was the perfect period of my life to build my business, to scale it up, to hustle, to make a lot of money. But at some point, especially in this phase of my life where I completely lost my sparkle, Dubai was completely draining me. So, and I will come to all these points later and will explain you in details what exactly bothered me and what exactly I changed. Another thing that I also felt is I wasn't really aligned anymore with my old friend circle. I love my girls, I love my friends, but I realized that the person that I was about to become was no longer aligned with the values from the people that were around her. So another thing that I also realized is that I was caring too much what other people might think about me. And honestly, as someone that is working in public, I thought, oh, I don't care what other people think about me. I'm posting whatever I want on social media and doing whatever I want. I really don't care. But honestly, like, looking deeper into that, I was caring so freaking much what other people thought about me. And I took so many different life decisions aligned on exactly that fact. I was literally just playing the role that society wanted me to play, or let's say the public wanted me to play. And to this point, we will come later, and you will be shocked what kind of crazy difference this makes when you finally figure it out that point when it comes to get your sparkle back. The other thing is also, I was constantly feeding my soul with cheap dopamine. Like, I was 24/7 distracting myself, and I was trying to get things into my life and do things that can make me happy. Sounds actually funny, because that's actually what you want when you want your sparkle back. Like, you want to do everything that is in your power to make you happy, but you can do it in a wrong way, and I will also tell you later what exactly happened there. So, and let's start first of all in the beginning. So, like I told you guys, I identified all these things. I realized that these were all the things that were stopping me from being truly happy and from being truly aligned with my real self. So, and one thing that I did is that I started off, it was in May, in the beginning of May, I started off with a 21-day fast. Actually, it was a religious fast, like, for all the people that don't know me so good. So I'm Christian, so I'm Catholic. And I do from time to time, I would say like every 3 or every 6 months, I do a completely fast to, I would say, clean my soul, my body, and also my mind. And honestly, this is the best thing that I have ever done when it comes to my mental health, when it comes to, in general, my whole well-being. So, and this May, I did this fast, of course, to do this cleansing thing again, so to clean my whole body, my soul, and also my mind. And also, of course, I had also on the back side of my mind the thought, oh, okay, I maybe can come back in shape, because every single time when I do this 21-day fast, I finally stick again on my nutrition, on my diet, etc. Because the fast that I do is that I stop eating sugar at all. I also stop eating carbs. I also stop eat junk food, like I stop eating cheat meals and things like that. And I'm very, very, like, I'm very aligned with my spirituality, like with God. Like, I pray multiple times per day. And one thing that happens, and that's also the reason why I'm telling you here about this fast, is that you will gain clarity. So I don't know if you have noticed it, but your nutrition plays such a big role to your well-being. Like, most of the time you feel like brain fogged, you feel like very drained, you feel tired, you feel even depressed, you feel anxious, because the food or everything that you're like actually like taking to yourself, like to your body, is feeling you that way. So, and every time when I do this fast, I get so much clarity, and I finally feel, I feel like someone cleaned my whole body and also my whole mind, and like I said, also my whole soul. So, and I don't know in what you believe in, if you believe in the universe, if you believe in God, if you believe in Buddha, whatever it is, like, you know that if you fast, you finally start to hear God, and you finally start really like being able to be guided by God. And that's something that I wanted to do with this fast, because I knew, okay, I'm freaking lost. Like, I don't know what I should do with my life. I don't know what are the next steps. I kind of lost my sparkle completely. And I know when I come in alignment with God, I will find clarity. And that's the reason why I did this fast. So in this fast, I made so many different realizations. So the first realization that I made is that something is wrong with my body. Because even if I lost a lot of weight, I was not feeling like my body were not looking like I was really detoxing. And this was somehow really weird for me, because every time when I do this fast, I know I look detox and I feel detox. But this time I wasn't really feeling like it. I still had a lot of breakouts, etc. And I knew, okay, something is wrong. The other thing that also happened when I did this detox, a good thing honestly, is that I finally felt at peace. So, And if you are someone that is really spiritual, if you're someone, like I said, I don't know in what you believe in, but when you alignment with your higher power, you feel peace. And trust me, this peace is literally everything. Like everything that I was anxious about, everything that I was worrying about was no longer like, it did not matter for me. It was totally fine that a lot of things were not figured out, that a lot of things were not clear for me. It was totally fine. And there was so much chaos at this time in my life, and I felt so much still at peace. So, and one thing that I did when I went through this fast, I said to God, God, I feel like somehow something is wrong with my body. Like, please show me what exactly it is. So, and fun fact, literally a few days, I would say like 1-2 weeks after, I found out that I had a heavy allergy. And not just one allergy, I had so many other allergies that were literally draining my whole body. So, and to give you like a little backstory for that, so that you understand that, because that's so important on this whole journey, please stay with me because it will make sense at the end. I felt like the whole time, like since years, that I was not really good with milk. Like every time I ate dairy, like I had like crazy breakouts. And I thought, okay, hey, maybe it's just a normal thing when you have acne that you can't really eat milk. And I also heard it from so many other girls on social media that they avoid milk so that they don't get acne breakouts. And I thought it's a completely normal thing. One thing that happened for me was that I went on a vacation, and especially on this vacation, I started then to eat like milk products. Like I was eating like croissants with white chocolate, etc. And I got the worst breakouts of my life. Like my face was completely swollen and I got like such itchy skin. Like it was really worse. And at this point I knew, okay, somehow I have an allergy and I think it's milk, but I'm not 100% sure. So, and what ended up happening is when I was back in Dubai, I went to the doctor and I said to them, like, hey, I think I have an allergy with milk. Like, can you guys test me? So, and they did a blood test with me. Like, they did a whole food intolerance test, like a crazy one where I could see literally every single food that I was intolerant to. And honestly, guys, I was completely shocked. I was so freaking shocked. For like so many foods I'm allergic to, and everything made more fucking sense at this point, because I felt the whole time like so inflamed, I felt so bloated, I had breakouts the whole time no matter how clean I was eating. Because to give you like one example, especially during this fast, like I was not eating carbs, I was not eating sugar, I was not eating junk food at all, and I had heavily breakouts, and I was like, what the fuck is going on with it? So, and in this blood test, they figured out that I'm allergic to so many different things. Like, I'm allergic to milk, I'm allergic to oat, I'm allergic to egg white, I'm even allergic to fucking orange. Like, things that I was eating every day, and not even in a small amount. Like, guys, I was taking my fitness journey so serious that I was eating every single morning 3 or 4 eggs, and I was drinking every single morning fresh pressed orange juice, and I thought that's good for my body. I thought, okay, that's the thing, I need to do it every day. But literally, I was poisoning my body every single day. And I also knew, okay, when you get a lot of breakouts, when you get a lot of acne, you need to heal your gut. Like, I know, like, hey, you need to heal your gut, something is wrong with your gut. But you can't fucking heal your gut if you're poisoning yourself every single day with food that you can't have at all. So, and that's one thing that I realized, and why I'm telling you that is because, trust me, if you're poisoning your body every single day, and let me tell you, your body is your temple. Like, the people are not telling you it just like that every day on social media and on the streets that your body is your temple. Like, your body is really your temple, and when something is wrong with your temple, or when your temple is on fire, girl, you will not feel like yourself anymore. Like, you will feel like poor shit. And that's the same way how I felt. I was not feeling comfortable in my body anymore. Like, I was 24/7 inflamed. I was bloated. I had such a puffy face. I had breakouts. And I was literally, like, when it came to my mind, I had so much brain fog. Like, I was feeling like so anxious. I was feeling really not like myself, because trust me, everything is connected. Like, you can't expect to get your sparkle back when your temple is on fire. Like, when your body is at its worst, you can't expect to get your sparkle back, because that's actually what the sparkle thing is about. Like, you are literally glowing from inside. But when you are literally getting a rotten fruit from inside, you can't glow. Like, it's not possible, girl. So, and that's something that I realized and was the absolute game changer for me. So, to do this blood test, to figure out what's wrong with my body, and to go also on this whole 21-day fast to clean my body, spiritual, physical, but also when it came to my mind, like, this was such a game changer for me. I made so many realizations for my life within this time, especially when it came to my environment, because this was the next point. And let me tell you something, your environment matters. No matter what thought you have right now, oh, okay, I can just change my mindset and then everything will be all right and I will be happy, etc. No, fuck that shit. Seriously, if your environment is a complete crap and your environment is draining you so damn much, you can't shine from inside. You can't glow from inside. It's not fucking possible. Like, you can have the most positive and most optimistic mindset, it will not work out. Like, your environment matters. And while I was on this fast, I was finally being able to hear God, and finally also getting the signs that I was waiting for. Because, to give you one example, I know that's very spiritual, so if this is too much for you, then it's time to get out of this podcast, because we're going even more heavily into that topic. So one thing that happens is you will not be able to hear God or whatever, like, you're believing it, if it's too loud around yourself. Like, if it's too noisy, you will not be able to hear God. But when you are on a fast, and that's why in so many religions they're doing these fasts, and people feel like finally they feel clean, they feel finally aligned with themselves, they feel at peace, it's because they're able to hear God again. So, because one thing that I did during this fast is I was not even like just trying to get rid of all the foods that were bad for me and my soul and my mind, that were giving me all that brain fog, etc., and that were kind of feeding my cheap dopamine levels. I was also getting rid of everything like social media. Of course, I was using social media for work, but I was no longer using social media just for, I would say, my personal enjoyment. For example, I was 24/7 usually sitting on TikTok and consuming so much content. Like, I was literally 30 minutes, sometimes even an hour per day, just on TikTok, scrolling. So I'm letting so much influence into my life. I was also meeting so many different people every single day, connecting with so many different people. Of course, my environment was so noisy and so loud that I couldn't really hear God, and I couldn't really hear what He wanted me to do and what He wanted me to tell me. So, and when I was finalizing my fast, I finally realized what He was telling me the whole time, and He was telling me, like, hey, your chapter in Dubai is over. I did not know at this time where I should go next. Like, I was, okay, I see my environment in Dubai is not serving me anymore. It's draining me. I was feeling it in so many different areas of my life that Dubai was not serving me at all. But I did not know where to go. And the only thing that I just said, okay, let me trust in God and let's see what happens. So I planned my whole summer, went for everything that I anyways wanted to do, and just went with the flow. So, and let me tell you something about that topic. So I'm right now recording this podcast in Bali. Like, I'm in Uluwatu. I don't know if you ever went to Bali, if you know Bali at all. Like, it's like a really nice area where it's more like, you know, beachy vibes, etc. And I'm inside of a tree house right now. Like, around me there are like monkeys, and I'm directly on a cliff by the ocean. Like, it's beautiful. Like, you can't hear it right now, but I'm listening to the waves in the background, and it's so calm, it's so beautiful. And I'm here since like 3 weeks already, and literally on the second day I realized, okay, I'm going to stay even an additional month, because I already planned to stay here for a month, and then I said, okay, I'm staying for an additional month. Not in this treehouse, don't get me wrong, like this treehouse thing is just for a weekend getaway. But I'm staying at another place, and I felt so at calm, I felt so at peace that I knew this is going to be the place that will be most probably my next space. So if you set the intention, like I said, whatever it is, God, the universe, if you set the intention, please let me know where I should go if this environment is no longer serving me. Girl, you will get your answer. You will get your answer. And this answer will not come late. It will come at the perfect time. Literally within the second day, I felt, okay, this is the right place. And of course, I had some objections inside of my head. Okay, if I'm going to stay in Bali, like, there are decentest things that I would probably struggle with. For example, one thing that is one problem for me, for example, I'm so used to this Dubai life that you can get everything that you want within minutes. Like, to order something from Amazon and get this and this and that. I'm also a person, for me, it's very important that I have a church nearby me. So, and I knew, okay, in Bali, there's a completely different religion. Like, there will be probably not so many churches. Literally, all these things that I was worried about, that I was overthinking if this is the right thing to move here because I will probably not have it here, I finally found out that I have it all here. I finally found out that everything that I need to be truly happy here, I have it. Even when it comes to the friendships, and then we come even to the next topic. Like, I was, when I came here, I was just knowing like one person, and this person, like this girl, we were not even close. Like, last time when I went to Bali, I met her like one or two times. Like, she was more like a person that I just knew. We were like from time to time in contact on Instagram, but it was not like that we were really like friends. So, and I came here without knowing no one, completely by myself. Literally within a few days, I attracted all the people that I wanted to have in life. Like, everyone that I needed and that was aligned completely with my new values and aligned with the person that I want to be. To give you one example, the people that I have now in my life are people that are living a completely different life than me. And normally, I was a person, I was so kind of, you know, I hated it to be around people that were living a completely different life than me, because I was scared they could distract me from my real goal. Because I aligned everything that was inside of my life on my goal. Okay, I want to make money, I want to go to the top, I want to make business. So everyone that I want to have around me were on that same path. Business, making money, going to the top, high achievers, etc. Like, this sounds like super arrogant, but I was an arrogant bitch. Like, I did not even try to come in contact with people that were not having Instagram at all, that were not caring at all about money, about business, about success. Like, I did not even let people like that into my life back then. And now, all the people that I have in my life, it's so funny. Like, they're complete the opposite. Like, the people that I have around me, they don't even have Instagram. They don't even give a fuck about business. Like, they have so many completely different values, but values that are now aligned on the person that I just became. And that's so freaking beautiful. So if I can tell you something when it comes to get your sparkle back, what helped me a lot, if you have a circle of people around you right now that are not aligned with your value at all, it will drain you. It will drain you. It will stop you from getting your sparkle back. Because one thing that will happen is that you can't be truly yourself when you're around people that are not aligned with your values. Because it's kind of in our human nature, we want to be kind of like, we want to match with other people. You know what I mean? Like, we want that other people like us. So that means if we have people around us that are completely different than us, we kind of adjust ourselves to them. And you can tell me whatever you want. You can tell me, yeah, but Maribel, I'm always being myself. It is what it is. Like, you will automatically align yourself on other people. Like, you are literally a chameleon. It is what it is. Some of you are literally a stronger chameleon. For example, I was a very strong chameleon. So if I were with people, like, you could see, like, I was completely adjusting my behavior, everything on me aligned on them. So, and I believe that every one of us is in some kind of way a chameleon, and that we align our behavior on people. So therefore, it matters, like, with who you're spending time with. Because if you're spending time with people that are not aligned at all with your values, it will drain you. Like, you will freaking lose your sparkle. Because imagine, I'm 100% sure you have people around you, like friends around you, that you feel like, so you feel so happy, like you feel so energized when you're with them, and you feel like you're really shining. Like, imagine these people, and just realize it's because you're really able to be yourself. You're truly able to be yourself. Also, when you think about it, something that I also realized is sometimes you even fall in love with people where you can truly be yourself, or where you can be the version of yourself that you always wanted to be, because you finally can let all the sparkle, you can finally shine from within, because you know these people take you like you are. And that's something that happened. I still love all the people that I spent a lot of time with in my past, but one thing that I saw is that I feel more aligned with people that are aligned with my current values that I have right now in my life. So, and the next thing that I also realized on my journey to find my sparkle back, and this is literally the most important one, you deserve to be loved the way you are. And trust me, if I could hug you right now, I would freaking hug you so damn strong, because I needed to hear that like a few months ago. Even if I was this strong Instagram personality and I was so confident and I was so successful, etc., I still had so many insecurities inside of myself, what other people might think about me. I was so unsure if people would really love me and like me the way I'm truly are, the way I'm truly are, like the real person of mine. And especially when it came to friendships, and especially when it came to relationship, especially when it came to Instagram, I was overthinking a lot of things. I was always trying to be liked by others. Like, every single action I took was, okay, I want to be liked, I want to perform, I want that people love me, etc. Even that simple thing with the podcast, when I told you guys I stopped recording the podcast with video, this was for me like to show myself that I truly love myself and I truly deserve to be loved the way I am. So I don't need to be on YouTube because all the other people are doing it and all the other people that are crushing us are doing it, and because everyone liked it when you do your podcast on video and on YouTube. I deserve to be loved the way I am. Like, and if I prefer to do my freaking podcast just with sound and with no camera, then I'm 100% sure that there will be people that will still love that podcast exactly on this way. And I know it's a different example now, but it can be as simple as that. So, and trust me, you can get your sparkle back when you give yourself the permission to be truly yourself and you finally accept that there will be people that will love you exactly the way you are. They will love you with all your weird things that you have on yourself, with being that cringe girl or whatever, being that funny girl, with being that silly girl. The people will love you the way you are. And as soon as you truly be yourself, trust me, you will finally shine from within. So, and this was honestly for me the biggest game changer to finally get my sparkle back. Another thing that I also did is I got on with a mindset coach. So I had a girl that was guiding me already like a few months ago, but we were not really like working with each other. It was more like she was kind of like a really good friend. And I always said like God sent me here because she was there for me and without charging me any money, etc. And just helping me out, giving me advices. And surprisingly, she was living a completely different life than me, but she was giving me the best life advisors that I ever got in my life. So when I started working with her and on consult advisory basis, like she's doing consulting calls with me like every 2 weeks, and it's so freaking good. And one thing that I can tell you on your journey is be ready to get help. Like, be freaking ready to get help. Like, it's totally fine to get help from people that are an expert in areas where you lack right now. Like, this helped me so much. And I can tell you that from every single different perspective, even from the business perspective, getting help from people that are stronger than me, that are better than me, was the best decision that I ever did in my life. And it doesn't need to be necessarily like someone that you pay. Like, it doesn't need to be necessarily like a mindset coach, but seek help. It can just be someone that you look up to on social media, someone that you're listening podcasts from, someone that you're watching on YouTube, or even like a good friend. Like, seek help and talk to people. Because when you talk your soul out and when you speak about your problems, when you speak about things that are bothering you, you are able to make realizations. Because when you're just living inside of your head, you will not be really clear about things. Like, you have probably noticed, most of the time we realize things when we speak them out. So, and another thing that I also realized, and this is literally one of the most simple game changer ever. So when I take a look at my lifestyle where I was not feeling myself, where I completely lost my sparkle, it was obvious that I lost my sparkle. So like I said, I was feeding myself with very cheap dopamine. Like, I was constantly on social media, I was constantly seeking attention, validation from others. And I was not really taking care of myself the way how I should take care of myself. Because I was, to give you one example, I was living in Dubai and I was waking up in the morning, going to the gym, and I was hustling. Going to bed, waking up in the morning, going to the gym, and I was hustling. Like, that was my life. Obviously that I will feel like crap if this is my lifestyle. And sometimes I was going in the evening like for fine dining. Yes, but that's not life. Like, fine dining is not life. Like, going for fucking fine dining and talking with people for hours, that's not what fulfills your soul. That's not something that literally get your sparkle back. Like, connect with nature, get sunlight, go for walks, literally talk your soul out, journal, like the simple thing, focus on a healthy nutrition. Of course, I was focusing on a healthy nutrition, but I did not know that I was allergic to literally everything on this earth. But, you know, like, trying to focus on the simple things helped me a lot. So honestly, sometimes when you feel like you lost your sparkle, and you're not really like yourself, you sometimes need to ask yourself, are you already doing the simple things? And if you're not doing the simple things, that might be the reason why you lost your sparkle. And another thing that I also realized is that I did not have like a real purpose in life. I was trying to find a purpose after I closed my business. I was trying to find new goals, but I was not really after it. Like, I just thought, okay, let me just wait. Maybe something will come around. But I was not really standing up and figuring out, okay, what I really want in life, like setting goals, making visions, etc. Because if you don't have goals, if you don't have a vision, you will don't have drive. Like, there will not be a reason for you to wake up in the morning and to crush it if you don't have them. And that's something that I did, and that's something that helped me a lot to find my sparkle back, because I finally find something that I can be completely on fire for it. I finally found again like my life purpose, and I finally found like reasons for me to wake up in the morning and to finally go for it. So, and one thing that I can tell you, like, to finalize this podcast, everything works out for you. Trust me, every single freaking thing that happens to you right now works out for you. Like, even if you're going through the hardest time of your life, even if it doesn't seem like it's getting better, it will get better. I promise you, it will get better. Like, you need to realize, like, life is something, like, it's never, like, linear. Like, life is never just balanced. Like, even if you try to find as much balance in your life as possible, it's not like that. That's not life. You will have high, like, ups and downs in your life. And that's totally fine. And that's what makes life so beautiful. Like, looking back at this journey and looking back at the situation that I went through, yes, I felt like crap. Yes, I went through hell. Yes, I was crying a lot. Yes, I was so freaking lost. But I'm so freaking grateful that I went through this journey, because it made me so much happier. It made me so much more grateful about life, and it gave me my complete sparkle back. And I know by a fact that it will take so much more right now to get like my sparkle away than, let's say, 12 months ago, because I got so much stronger, and I know the formula that I need for myself to get back on track. So therefore, embrace the challenges, like, go for it, go through it, and trust me, it will get better. I can promise it to you. So that's pretty it for this podcast. I know it was a completely different episode than usual, and I hope you still enjoyed it. I was thinking a lot what kind of episode I could record to, I would say, kind of implement everything that happened in the last few weeks since I did this really big podcast break. And I think it was a really good decision to put it into that topic of how to get your sparkle back. So if you like this episode, and if you have ideas for the next podcast episode, feel free to share it with me on Instagram. And I hopefully see you in the next episode. One thing that I can tell you, like, you're a real one. If you are here till now, like, you're a real, real one. And I really appreciate you. And see you hopefully in the next podcast episode.